and the grass won't pay no mind. No, the grass won't pay no mind.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We will be playing some Father's Day songs later on this Father's Day special, but I always have the opening of segment two with that wonderful song written by Neil Diamond and performed by Elvis Presley. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He is the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Pleasure, Bruce.
So Father's Day is coming up, and some of our listeners are going to actually hear this on Father's Day at WHK in Cleveland, Ohio, and over the weekend, I believe WTDY in Wisconsin will hear it on Saturday, as does KRSA in St. Petersburg, Alaska. But our Santa Barbara listeners will hear it today, tonight, and Saturday. So given that everybody will hear it in time for Father's Day, what lessons, if any, I know there probably are a lot, did you learn being a dad, which is the subject of my column this week?
Well, what I was thinking about was some of the lessons learned by the men in our men's groups.
Ah, so you've actually had exposure to a broader group, obviously.
The lessons we've all learned from each other as our kids grew and as we grew up as parents. And so you know, some of those things came to mind when I was reading your column.
So share, please. I'm curious.
I think one of the main things is that our sons are not us. And what we tend to do is project all of our own childhood experiences onto our kids, especially our boys. And so we treat them as if they had our life experiences. Or we parent so as to avoid them having to experience anything negative as we had when we were kids. And so we grow to have expectations that our sons are just like us, and so that's how we oftentimes deal with them and parent them. And I remember one man was really concerned about his son's grades in high school because he was not getting straight A's, and that's what he, as a kid, had gotten, because that's what his father demanded and expected. And he was really worried that his son was going down the wrong path. We actually met with his son, and it was the first time I met him, and now, you know, I'm pretty close to with the family. But the kid was great. He just didn't have any use for high school. Right? He was
so many
bright,
kids are that way. My older son was that way, as you know, and he graduated from high school yesterday.
Yeah, right on. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So this young man who didn't like high school would see the sort of the silliness in assignments. He was playing his music. He was writing his poetry. He was designing websites on the side. Well, he never went to college, and now he is fabulously successful, designing sites, creating iPhone apps. You know, he took off, and the lesson for his dad was that he needed to accept his son for who he was and not project and lay over all of his own experiences on his son. And really, at that moment, his son was far more mature and grounded than his dad was.
My wife would argue the same thing is true in our household.
That your kids are more mature than you? I've been telling you that for years.
Well, she'd also argue that the dog is more mature.
And she would probably be right. But it's a big lesson to learn, and I think it's something that most fathers experience at one point or another.
Well, it's so interesting that you bring a lesson, in essence, that the kid taught the dad. Which I love, because we actually do learn a lot from our kids if we allow that to happen.
Yeah,
and I imagine it was the men's work that gave this man the opportunity to get this lesson, because the men helped him get the lesson.
Yes, he had been fathered by the other men.
Right.
And that's sort of, you know, obviously that's a huge lesson that I've learned, and everybody involved in this work has learned, that we can be fathered by other men, that there's no shame in asking for help, and that we don't have to father our children alone, that we can get the help of other men and women to raise our kids, because we don't have strengths in every area. But if we have relationships with other men, we can call upon their strengths, and that might be just what our sons or daughters need.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, indeed.
I remember when my son lied when he was in fourth grade, and it had to do with the subject matter that a neighbor and a close friend of ours was associated with, and the lying was one of the most important lessons that I needed to deal with as a father. And it wasn't something that was going on for a while. It just happened, and I wanted to nip it in the bud. So I called in our friend into that conversation about what it means to be a man, what it means to trust someone, and how lying can undermine all that. Well, we had this incredible conversation. We were all crying. And my son will never forget that. And I'd like to say, and he never lied again. But he did his fair share to have the fun he wanted in high school. But the lesson was learned.
My son graduated last night from Agoura High School, where I believe your son graduated. I'm kind of curious. What did you feel during graduation?
I believe,
if you felt anything,
I believe in his graduation, I felt hot because it was warm. I can't remember. My daughter.
God, ours was the opposite. The sun went down and we were freezing.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoyed some of the speeches that the kids did. I was proud of him, but I have been proud of him. I don't think graduating high school for my son was some huge achievement. Though he performed really well, and he was happy, to get out of school and get ready to go away. So I really, definitely shared that excitement that he was having.
My son sort of fit in the category of the dad you referenced earlier, in that he just had no use for high school and a lot of what he was being, in essence, forced to learn. And so he just didn't give a darn, and as a result, he did badly for quite a period of time until he decided, with some guidance from me and others like yourself, that it wasn't about what he liked or didn't like. It was about suiting his own ultimate goals and needs, and taking care of business at high school would just lead him in that direction. And finally, he did what he had to do, at least to get modestly decent grades, and focused on his music, applied to the one college he wanted to go to, the Berklee College of Music in Boston, worked his butt off to prepare for it, and in fact got accepted. But it was a very unusual path, and it did coincide with the same thing you mentioned earlier, that high school just didn't suit him. He had lots of friends, had a great time, but just the learning and the teaching, and now he's going to a school where it's very tailored to what he wants to learn. Very interesting.
Well, so the one of the lessons that we learn in our circles of men is that we cannot imagine the possible solutions to other people's problems. Sometimes we'll hear problems that men have created for themselves and wonder, how is he ever going to get out of that? But what I've learned over the years, what the men have learned, and what applies to our sons is that if we deal with our problems, if we get the support we need to stay in the problem and not stay in the solution and not the problem, we're all very capable of finding great solutions and moving on with our lives. And so it applies to your son, it applies to most of the men, because some of the things that the men have come up with to solve their problems have amazed me. But I didn't know all of the resources that they had, but all I could do was to help them get honest with themselves and pump them up and give them the confidence that they needed to take some action, hold them accountable, and all of a sudden they found solutions for themselves. And that's definitely been where I've come from with my son as we've gotten older.
I was just going to say, isn't that the best way to raise our kids, to teach them to figure it out themselves?
Right, and to treat them like men.
Yeah, actually. Okay, we're down to the last minute, Wayne. I'd like you to end with any parting words or final words for fathers on Father's Day, and of course, where our listeners can find and reach you.
Well, one of the greatest things that the men can help fathers with is learning to let go of their jobs as fathers. And this happens gradually as kids get older, high school, and then they get to be young adults, and it's time to really let go, which is a stage that I've gone through. And so I would just say that enjoy the young years, because before you know it, your jobs will be done and you will be fired from those jobs. And it will be a new phase in your life. So if the men out there need some help with being the best dads and husbands they can be, they can find me at bettermencoaching.com, pick up a copy of my book, see what we're doing individually in groups, and maybe even come to our annual Initiation into Manhood Better Men Retreat in Santa Barbara in October.
Terrific. Well, more details will be coming on that. As for the getting fired, the reverse of that is that they never leave the house. So I think I'd rather be fired.
I think so, too.
All right. Thanks so much, Wayne. We will be back after these messages with Pastor Drew Sams. Stay tuned.
Never back up, but I saw him crying like a little whip pump because of love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of